It's a question all year round at any time, but especially now with Pesach coming up and the coronavirus around. So there are many, Pesach's usually a time of chumras for everybody, Minig Yisrael. So now the issue, a couple of issues. Number one is many have, whether it's a chumra or whether they think it's a halacha, that you have to sell chametz gomer, but the concern is that you might need it after Pesach.
I'm just koshering the oven, so don't worry about the oven, okay?
So if you're concerned that after Pesach there'll be a shortage, so, or any other chumras you might have, unless you can't, it'll be very difficult to keep this year. So obviously if you have no option, you don't do it. The question is, would you need hataras Nadarim? Obviously, any health type of thing. Let's say if you feel you always had hand shmura, I'm not saying it is a health issue, but if medical experts say it's more, since machine shmura is a much quicker process and less chance that it got infected with the virus, so then assuming you always had a strong meaning only to have hand shmura, so again, so if it's a health issue for sure, anyway, and it's a shasat chak, because it's understood that the minhag would be binding. In other words, there's a famous Ran and Tosis and the Dharam and the Dogo Mervara quote it, that we generally assume if you do a minhag tov, with kavana to do it all the time, so then it becomes binding even once. If you do it three times without any kavana, so it becomes binding mitam neder. So generally speaking, so if you make a neder and then you're not going to keep it anymore, so you got to do ataras nedarim. So the different types of minhag tov. So clearly, if you're doing a minhag tov, which is a minhag atzibur, i.e., let's say on Pesach, speaking of chumras, gebruchs. Well, it depends what you think of gebruchs. If you think it's a minhag shtus, so then there's nothing to worry about. But if it's not a minhag shtus, it's a minhag kahila, it's not for me. I can't do Hadaras Nedarim and say I'm not eating gebruchs anymore. It's just understood. If it's Shasat Chak, then I can't have no choice, and then I could. Then it's understood that I won't be able to keep it this year. The Shai was, do I need Hadaras Nedarim? So that's what they quote from the Dogo Amaravava, the Noda Yehuda, the general quow. It's no, let's say someone's Makbid on Chol of Yisrael, and they go to Europe, wherever the cases may be, or wherever they go traveling, and let's assume on that trip they can't keep Chol of Yisrael. So number one, there's a general discussion. Do you need that based on a remote? It depends on your understanding why you're keeping Chol of Yisrael. But even if you assume, which is a debate, whether you would need Hataras Nedarim, but the Dogo Meravava says, no, you wouldn't need it anyway. The only time you need Hataras Nedarim is you're saying, I'm not keeping it anymore, and that's it. But if you plan on continuing the minhag tov, except because of a shas hadchak, you can't keep it, so then you don't need hataras nedarim. So therefore, if it's a minhag atzibur, you really don't have hataras nedarim, doesn't help. It's not for you to deny. But if it's a shas hadchak, so therefore it's understood that you don't have to keep the minhag tov. And if it's something that's a minhag kayachid, it's a personal chumra, and let's say it ordinarily would acquire Hataras Nedarim, but you're only not doing it this year because of circumstances out of your control, or every once in a while. So based on the Dogo Amar Bava, there'll be no need for Hataras Nedarim.